Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 155. In this episode, we're going to review the leading membership plugins for the beginning of 2026. Got extensive list. I'm probably going to be a little bit controversial in this show. I also got my great co-host, Kurt. He's already smiling. He's worried there. So, Kirk, would you like to introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Yeah, sure thing, Jonathan. My name is Kurt Von Annen. I'm the owner of Manana No Mas, and we work directly with the great folks over at WP Tonic as well.
That's fantastic. So like in this show, we're going to do an extensive review of some of the leading membership plugins. If you're looking to build your website on WordPress, then you should do for control, for software that adapts to your needs instead of you having to adapt your needs to the software. So it should be a great show. But before we go into the meat and potatoes, I've got a message from one of our leading sponsors. We'll be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, running a business is tough. You shouldn't have to worry about your website, too. With Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress, you get lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7 expert support from real humans. Switch to Kinsta and see site speeds improve by up to 200% with effortless migrations and powerful, easy-to-use dashboard. Join over 120,000 other businesses who also trust Kinsta. Get your first month for free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
We're coming back, folks. I also want to take the opportunity to say we've got a fantastic course done by Kirk himself. You can get this course at half price, normally around $50. You can get it for around $25. It goes through everything building a membership or community using WordPress and the leading technology. Where can you get this special deal? You can get it by going over to wp-tonic.com/deals. wp-tonic.com/deals. We've also got some special offers from the sponsors, plus a curated list of the best WordPress technology and services, all on that page. Fantastic value. So if you were discussing this with somebody, how would you describe the landscape of membership plugins at the beginning of 2026, Kurt?
Well, Jonathan, as you enter these shows, you always say, like, you know, how would you approach this? And it's the same answer I always give. It's we got to do that needs assessment, and we got to figure out what this use case really is and what tool best matches the use case. That said, there are some very clear winners and losers in the membership space when you look at budget versus functionality versus longevity and consistency. So I think this will be a really good discussion.
Yeah, my position on this is that certain of these membership plugins, one in particular that we're going to be discussing, doesn't sell itself that, but in my opinion, it is. And there is a certain level where I think you would be best using a learning management plugin. If you're really thinking of building a real business in the e-learning space, I personally would directly go to a learning management system. It's nothing worse to find that you're restricted, because it is not easy to move away from a membership plugin when you've got subscriptions already in it. Fantastic, but I wish basically it no longer really meets my needs. But I've got a lot of prior subscriptions in this plugin, and it's just not worth the aggro to try and get away from it.
I feel like I need to jump in on something, Jonathan, and that is, while I agree with you that in a lot of instances, just getting a really good top shelf LMS system will satisfy the membership requirement of your site. For instance, you know, Lifter LMS, perfect example. There are LMSs that really don't have membership, you know, included as part of their platform, or if they do, it's a very, you know, very entry level membership control. And so it's really important that you work with somebody or do the research to understand the differences.
Yeah, we've got a comment here. He wants to spell WordPress. There we go. yeah, that's a great point. And it also causes a level of confusion as well.
Yeah.
So the whole thing becomes a bit confusing. Right. So let's start off with one of the more established players, one that I use myself. It's a fantastic membership plugin. I think it's one of the leaders. It is not cheap, though. It is fully featured, but it is not cheap. But it is very well coded and you do get excellent support. So you get what you pay for. And that's Paid Membership Pro. So what's your thoughts on Paid Membership Pro?
Well, big fan of Paid Memberships Pro, but I will be clear, because I feel like I need to be. I feel like I need to be transparent.
Yes.
They're very much involved at Lifter LMS now, the founders of Paid Memberships Pro. And so I didn't use Paid Membership Pro until they came on board with Lifter, and that gave me exposure to the product. And I did fall in love with it, and I love the way that they have a special installation with their package for Lifter LMS that kind of really gives you the best of all worlds. Then you get all the features of the LMS and the extended features of their really great membership platform with all the different add-ons that are available. But to be clear, I wasn't really a user or even a fan until I had that exposure to it. And it's that exposure that makes me more sold out to it than ever. It's a really well-made, well-run platform, and the company behind it is just full of great people.
Yeah, so what are some of the features? I'm intrigued that you say this. What are a couple of features that come to mind that accept that if you've got both Paid Membership Pro and Lifter LMS, what are a couple of the add-ons that you think extend Lifter LMS?
Well, they've got different things where you can do different add-on packages to, like, say, purchase access to a page, a post, or a thing. So you could say, okay, you bought this course, but that course also includes X, Y, and Z. Like, you could send someone a coffee mug, right? They have different levels of membership. So they have... So you could say I'm part of the ABC membership, but I'm part of the ABC membership level 1, level 2, level 3, as opposed to creating multiple memberships. They have an approval process for membership that I think is interesting. So it kind of adds like a moderation layer to the membership process. It's not like any Tom, Dick, and Harry can just sign up for a membership. If you have the add-on for approval processes, it kind of adds that manual, you know, human in the loop kind of thing. If we were going to steal something from AI, there's just some really cool things that you can put into that space, right? And then there's other things like an AWeber integration. Like Lifter LMS doesn't have an AWeber integration. So if you were an AWeber user and you wanted to use Lifter LMS, well, then it might stand to reason that you would use Paid Memberships Pro, integrate that with Lifter LMS, and then of course integrate your AWeber. And I say that because it seems like people on AWeber have been on it, you know, since Dirt was invented, and they have no desire to change to get on anything else. So there's just a ton of stuff in there. You have to really go to their add-ons. They have free add-ons, and then they have their plus add-ons, and so if you go to the all add-ons page, you'll get to see everything that you can do with this platform.
Yeah, I think obviously the things have changed because they always are, but I think the main thing you're pointing out is that you could have combined the two and you then wouldn't need to go to utilize WooCommerce. And for a lot of people, that was something they were looking for.
Yeah, I mean, you can sell software through it. They have a download monitor integration. They've got events. And that's a big thing. Like there, a lot of times with an LMS platform, some LMSs will include events, but the rest of their LMS platforms kind of lackluster. And then in Lifter LMS's case, they have this great LMS, but no events. And so maybe you want to have, you know, a sister platform that works well with it that also does events.
Gotcha. On to the next one, which in my opinion has now become a learning management system, or a quasar learning management system, and that's MemberPress. Now, what's your views on MemberPress, then, Kurt?
I have not been deeply steeped in MemberPress at all. My exposure to MemberPress was when Thomas had left Lifter LMS and went to MemberPress for a while. And then that kind of, you know, brought me into that space. The experience that we have with MemberPress as an agency, this is going to sound so sideways and bad, Jonathan. Our agency generally goes in and migrates people from MemberPress to something else. Like a lot of people used LearnDash with MemberPress because it was just yeah. Like the two were sold together by a ton of agencies.
Well, the original owner of LearnDash promoted it, didn't he?
Yeah. So if you come across like an old setup that's LearnDash with MemberPress and there's just a lot of legacy junk in there, if as an agency you're going to redo that site, chances are you're going to migrate off of MemberPress and go to another tool. And in my case, we're going to do that migration from, there's a tool that migrates people from LearnDash to Lifter. So we'll migrate people from LearnDash to Lifter LMS. And then, in most cases, that'll take care of the learning and the membership requirements. But if they wanted extended membership functionality, then I'd be probably on the paid membership pro channel.
Yeah. The feeling. Right.
I'm probably confusing people the more I talk. I'm sorry.
No, it's a complicated thing, but it's owned by Blair Williams, who's a very experienced WordPress developer, entrepreneur, and his company Case Proof. They've been in the space a number of years. Blair is a fantastic guy. It got investment from Awesome Motive, who I have a checkered relationship with. Let's put it that way. It is the problem with it is that when I was actively in development area, it's got a very strange back-end system, which isn't the normal morphology of most membership plugins. It uses something called rules. And if you're doing customization with it, I didn't enjoy it, put it that way. And it's unlike other products that Awesome Motive invest in. It has been continuously developed, but I really don't think in 2026, if I was going to use it, I would use Lifter LMS, or I would utilize Creator LMS or some other learning management plugin. I wouldn't use MemberPress myself, all right? But let's go on to something that's the totally opposite of MemberPress, Shure Members. So what would you say to somebody about Shure Members?
I have been pleasantly surprised by a lot of the Shure products, especially recently, which is weird to say because I feel like, with Adam and the all those YouTube videos he was making years ago, I feel like I knew or was closer to Adam 5-8 years ago than I am today, right? Talking about the founder of these products. But it's only been recently that I've really paid attention to the shoreline of things. We do a lot of talk about Fluent products on our show because they're great products. Sure is developing in the same pathway, but with like a different strategy. And so they've got a whole series of stuff. So they've got the Shore Cart, the Shore members, they've got a community tool, and now they're coming out with Shore Contact. And so they're building this kind of the suite, that this army of tools. And when I've used Shore Cart, it has been extremely intuitive. It integrates automatically with Lifter LMS, which is why I've used it in the past. And we've used it to run the membership side of LearnDash before, because it included content restriction tools that LearnDash didn't have for the rest of the site. And so we've just had really good success with it. Some people, some purists in the space, will point out that it's a SaaS and not a WordPress thing, and I think a lot of us get lost on the details. As far as like the essentials of working within WordPress and serving customers, I think it's a really good tool.
Yeah, I think the WordPress power user might have some reservations, but fundamentally, it's pretty lightweight compared to something like MemberPress, but it's still very effective. It really works. It's really at its best with Shore Member. It can work with other systems like WooCommerce, but it's at its best with Shore, Shore Cart. And Shore Cart does offer a free level, which isn't really that cut down, or you pay $199 per year. And then I think they do a lifetime offering as well, one-off payment.
Yeah,
I think that's $5.99, but I'm just going by my memory there. But it really does offer a lot of functionality, especially with LearnDash. If I was deciding to go with LearnDash, I personally would go with Lifter LMS, but if you want me that. And most times it's LearnDash, it's people looking at BuddyBoss. BuddyBoss, they're then looking at LearnDash, then I would say look at Shoreman, the easiest route if you're looking. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm kind of in that ballpark. It's weird that you mention it like that, because it's like, well, if you want, you know, LearnDash and then BuddyBoss, and then so the average person, when they're looking at setting up these platforms, there's assumptions. Like you would assume if you had an LMS, it would manage your members, or you would assume if you had a community tool, there would be some kind of membership access to access that content. And it's just not that way. So you need some kind of membership management tool, for lack of a better phrase. You need some kind of a strategy to manage who gets in, who has access. And so Shore Members works out really good there. And I should add, Shore Members is one of the tools that's available with the WP Tonic hosting. Yeah. So it's one of our favorites.
Well, BuddyBoss, LearnDash, and Shore Cart, Shore Members, and then with Shore Cart, three of those is offered with the WP Tonic hosting plan, one of the higher plans, I might add, not our Microsite plan. But because you need really powerful hosting with BuddyBoss, folks. All our hosting is fantastic, but you need a certain level. You really need power. But that's the combination, BuddyBoss, LearnDash, Shore Members, and then Shore Cart. That's going to be the most reliable, in my opinion, the most reliable and the easiest route to go. By our mid-break, let's talk about one that I haven't used for quite a while, but it's $99 a year for one site. So it's free, and it's still quite popular. And I think it's owned by the people over at LearnDash. Well, the company Stella, I think they might own Restricted Content Pro. I'm not sure, actually.
Stellar WP.
Pardon?
It's a Stellar WP product.
And that, because we're going to be talking about one of their other plugins as well in the show. Restricted Content Pro. Have you ever used this in Anchor? Because it's been quite a while.
Yeah. We just used it 2025, early 2025 on a client site. It was a learn dash situation, right? So they needed a way to restrict content, and you know, Restrict Content Pro came to the rescue because it was they already had a WooCommerce integration, so we weren't going to change the whole thing over to like SureCart, SureMembers, you know, and do some weird thing that way. So we did Restrict Content Pro, managed the content that needed hidden, and worked out really well.
Well, so you weren't tempted to use, which we're going to discuss later on in this show, the actual WooCommerce members plugin.
I feel bad because, you know, we just interviewed Brian Cords and stuff. I'm not trying to be negative. I just, whenever it comes to the WooCommerce environment, I look at go, okay, so what can we do other than Woo? And it's just, it's an instinct for me. I don't know what my phobia is. I've used WooCommerce on a lot of websites, but when you get into it, the setup is more involved. You set things up, and then whatever the client wants to do, it ends up being some other add-on you got to buy for another $150 or $200 or $300 a year. And so if I can identify tools that allow me to build and meet my client's needs without going down the WooCommerce direction, that's the path I typically go in.
Okay, good, a good comment there. I think it's a great time for us to go for our middle break. We've got some other membership plugins and other solutions to talk about. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. Also want to point out another great free resource. That's the WP Tonic newsletter written by myself. It's normally a subject that we've discussed in this Membership Machine show, plus a curated list of the latest AI and tech stories that I've found during the week, which I curate and offer to you. It's a great read. Not that it doesn't take all day to read it. In your email box, and it's totally free. How can you get it? Just go over to wp-tonic.com/newsletter, wp-tonic.com/newsletter, and you can get it there. So on to the next one, Member Mouse. Love the name. I haven't used this for a long time. Do you know anything about it?
I am not an active user of Member Mouse, but remember at the beginning of the show, we said examine people's use cases, their actual needs, that, you know, their budget, all those things come into play. And when you do a deeper dive on Member Mouse, you start to see some things that really make you start to think, hey, this is worth taking a look at. Again, I already have access to other tools that do most of what's here, so it's not for me, but for a new listener or viewer that is thinking about getting into this space, Member Mouse has a lot of functionality. When you start looking at how it sets things up, it's got a whole section for how to sell products. It's got a whole section for content restriction, how to allow people into different areas or different things that you want to restrict. You can even limit like the number of logins, which I thought was pretty interesting, right? So you can limit that. Full membership management, like what we would expect, because we're talking about membership tools, but it also has an LMS in it. Now, I'm sure that they'll say it's a full service LMS, but I just have this weird hankering feeling that it's more of like an LMS light. I could very much be wrong. I'd love for someone to comment and tell me that I'm dreaming. But this has a lot going on. And after all of that stuff I just listed, it also has some automation features. So it's, I mean, if it connects through, you know, Zapier and all the common ones, but it also has some built-in automations. So it's definitely worth taking a look at.
I totally disagree with you because I think this is when you've got a plugin, a membership plugin, and it's doing automation.
Think it's doing too much?
Well, you're stuck with it. You really are then stuck with it. Well, you're not totally stuck with it because it's WordPress.
Yeah.
But especially if you've got a very active membership site and it starts playing up and it's doing the automation. I think you need what I call modules, and those modules are key plugins. And I think it's best to have the automations. I'm not talking about, you know, administrative emails. I'm talking about the marketing side. I think it's best. Another thing that you've got to be aware of, folks, I can't say I'm totally correct on this, but I'm pretty sure that Blair Williams and his company Caseproof own this plugin. They bought it about a year, 18 months ago, and they utilised their partner, Automotive, to do it. So I see it, and this is only my opinion, folks, it's a legacy membership plugin situation. If you want to go down this route, I would look at MemberPress. But I say that, if you're not looking at a learning management system, and there's some lightweight ones like Creator LMS, or you've got the big daddy, in my opinion, which is Lifter LMS, you really should look at Paid Membership Pro. But that's my opinion. Others would disagree with me there, which is fair to you. It's not the cheapest either. It starts at almost $300. I'm giving the prices that after a lot of these plugins give you a discount for the first year. I'm giving you the prices that normally you will be paying. On to another one, which was really big in the day about 6-7 years ago, which is Wishlist Member. I haven't used this in donkey's years myself. What's your views on this one?
This is one I've never had any interaction on. None, zero, nada at all. And so I really don't have any details on it. When I started to do some of the research, I got like this weird feeling because the pricing page felt real similar to MemberMouse, actually. And I started noticing a lot of these membership plans. When you go in, it's like they're basic plus or pro, or, you know, good, better, best pricing was like super similar, and features were super similar. And it's almost like I got this weird feeling like everybody's in the same office doing the same thing. I'm sure that's not the case, but that's the way it started to feel.
Well, the reason for that is that...
This is Automotive too, huh?
Yeah, it's owned by Blair Williams and his company Caseproof. They bought this one out with the money. I can't say for sure, but the money that they got from Automotive, they bought this one out. So they own Wishlist Member, MemberMouse, and they own MemberPress.
What I thought was really hilarious was on the testimonials page, Adam Pricer from WP Crafter was listed, and Chris Lemma from Liquid Web were both listed. And I thought to myself, well, that's kind of a stretch because they're both involved in their own projects that compete with this. So I don't know how old the testimonials are on the page. It made me think that these were dated.
A little bit. So, and this is only my opinion, folks. To me, it's a legacy membership plugin. It was, it's not going anywhere really, but it's not going away. Blair and his team are very experienced and a very credible company. So I'm not making any aspersions on their ability and their ethics. Like I say, I don't know Blair that well. I have interviewed him once a few years ago, but he's got a fantastic reputation. I just have problems with and I understand it, it's business. People that get in bed with Awesome Motive, it's not my favourite company, and the owner isn't. I'm not particularly on good terms with the owner of it, but it is what it is, isn't it? On to another one, and this one, I know nothing about it, but it was just on my all the lists, the reviews, and that I was looking at, and that's Ultimate.
It says right on the homepage, it's the leading WordPress membership plugin. Did I lose you?
We were breaking up a bit there. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I was joking around. I said it says right on the homepage that they're the leading membership plugin.
So you were saying it's on the homepage?
Yeah, yeah. So if you go to Ultimate Membership Pro, it says the leading WordPress membership plugin. It says it right on the homepage.
But is it?
Well, that's the question, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's, what do you think?
So I probably have a different thought than you maybe on this. Because again, I haven't used it either. So I said, well, let's do the research. Let's go through this thing. They are advertising on their pricing page a $69 lifetime, right, to get started. It's their starter plan. And when you look at what it does, here are my thoughts. And I know that you might object with me here a little bit, but it's got some email marketing integration that's already built in. It's got like coupon codes and membership tools, things that we're expecting, right? It's got that stuff. It's got some really good essential features like recurring subscriptions and membership cards. It's got the basis of a membership platform, lifetime $69. If you are doing a proof of concept, or this is a startup launch for you, you want to see if you can gain any momentum, this is a great way to sample your idea and try and move forward and things like that. But if you would have success in your venture, if you would gain traction on it, then I would say you might want to entertain switching to something else. Not sure. When I looked at the pro add-ons bundle and all the stuff that was in there, I'll be honest with you, Jonathan, I saw a lot of stuff that, yeah, it's cool that it's there, but if you don't need it, you don't need it. It seems like it's overkill on some things.
Yeah, I know nothing about it, so I can't make any assertions. My only insight, this, and I disagree with you a bit, is that I think, you know, yeah, start a concept, but if you start getting subscriptions, you need something that's rock solid. Mm-hmm. If money, but you don't want to spend like $300-$400 on one. I would look at Shore Members because it's $99, right?
Yeah,
and you then can use Shore Cart, the free plan. And you're off basically. And they've got a track record, you know, they've been in the space a long while and you use a lot of their products, you're happy. I just think using something that really hasn't got established, I would have some questions about it. But I might be totally wrong there. I'm just giving my honest opinion, right?
Yeah, from the list of things, and this is what I want to encourage people on when they look at these things. For instance, when you go to this list of what's included, it looks like there's a lot of stuff. Like you go to email marketing integrations, it lists them all, right? Like MailChimp, ActiveCampaign, Aweber, all the stuff's in there. But remember, you probably only have one CRM to connect to. You don't need all of them, right? When it lists all these payment gateways, well, what do you use? Do you use Stripe? Do you use PayPal? Then that's all you need. You don't need 10 payment gateways. And so don't let a long list of what's included sway your decision. Always look for the function, the design, the user experience. See if you can find a sample site that you can go through and walk through these things, because the user experience is more important than a bunch of tools that you're not going to use.
Let's go to the opposite again. This, which is Member Dash. Now, it was developed by the team that own Learn Dash. I never understood. Well, I did. I think it was done for. I'm only surmising this. This is only. I know nothing. I have no insider knowledge. I'm just. It's just my opinion, folks. I think they had a lot of, like, with member press and with Restricted Content Pro, which their parent company owns. They decided that they weren't going to integrate the membership inside LearnDash. They were going to offer a membership plugin, and which is MemberDash, a lightweight. In some ways, it's positioned like Shaw Members. Released, I don't think it's got anywhere really, but I think in the LearnDash, because they offer it, I think they offer it as part of their hosting bundle. Yeah, it will work, but as a plugin that can be a standalone, I don't think it's got that much traction, but I don't know. That's just the impression I get. So what do you think about this one?
As a sister product to LearnDash, I think it makes complete sense, right? They integrate together. They're, run by the same organization. Like there's so many pluses and reasons to stick with MemberDash if you're in LearnDash. Like that to me makes sense. I kind of agree with you. If I was going to do strictly a membership website where I just wanted the membership stuff, I would probably go back to Paid Memberships Pro, Jonathan, because anything that I would want to scale into, or, you know, as the needs of your organization grow, right, as expansion and scaling becomes a thing, Paid Memberships Pro has all those add-ons. I can fulfill a ton of needs without having to go through a custom development channel. This MemberDash thing, it's cool because it works great with LearnDash and it's owned by them. And if you were hosting with them, Bob's your uncle, everything seems to work out. But if I was just making a membership website, I probably wouldn't use this tool.
Yeah. On to another one, WooCommerce memberships. This, you've got WooCommerce membership and you've got WooCommerce subscription, as well. And you've got to have WooCommerce, and that's one site for $199, and I think the subscription, is that slightly under $300 a year now?
$299 now.
Wow. And you got all the power WooCommerce. I'm not going to say any more, really. What do you think about this?
Well, you kind of tripped me up earlier in the show asking me about this, because I'm just not. I'm a capable, smart person, Jonathan. It's not that I'm afraid of it. I just don't. Why should I have to deal with it if I don't have to? There are some instances where we have customers that are on Woo and they chose Woo. We have some that are in other countries and they need the payment gateway flexibility that WooCommerce offers. Right? Like they can't be on PayPal. They can't be on Stripe. So they have to do other things. That totally makes sense. That completely makes sense. But if it's going to be, here in the States, some kind of e-commerce platform that I'm building with memberships, I'm probably not going to go the Woo route.
Yeah, I've got a slightly different view on this but I do understand. I'm not dismissing your point of view. I just think it's a really grey area. I think if I was looking at a membership site, if I was really looking to sell digital products, physical products, plus membership, I probably would look at Woo instead of going with something like Paid Membership Pro. I just think if you're going to be selling stuff in multiple countries, VA, you've got VAT. It's just the WooCommerce community of plugins just covers you. But it's got to be a strong case. It's like you, which I totally agree with you, it's a case by case. But if you're going in to something that level of sophistication, I would prefer to go down the WooCommerce or the next one we're going to discuss, then go with paid membership pro. But on the other hand, of all the plugins, unless I was going for something, a specific reason, like Shaw members with Learn Dash, with Buddy Boss, I think paid membership pro of this concept of membership plugins is the most powerful, the most feature rich, the best coded, with the best support team and the best ownership. And I'd totally agree with you on those key points. It's just that I have a slightly different philosophy about this than you, but I'm not saying you're wrong and I'm not saying I'm right. It's just
different.
Just a slight difference of opinion of, but it is a beast and you need good hosting like you get with WP Tonic. All our clients are on Vulture high frequency servers. I did that about four or five months ago, didn't we? We moved everybody to high volt. And in my opinion, that's some of the best hosting around for membership, for learning management, for e-learning, for community. But you are right. It's a beast, you know. You've got to know what you're getting into, basically. There's a lot of add-on plugins, which is good, bad, or indifferent. And a lot of those plugins aren't cheap. But compared to SaaS or Kajabi or something, it's still cheap, isn't it? Some ways. And then you got something that really puts the cat in the pigeons in a way. You've got Fluent Cart from the Fluent people. And like I say, they've had some aggressive deals. They've got some aggressive lifetime deals. Their normal price for a one-site license isn't cheap. But on the other hand, you're getting a lot. It's super fast, isn't it? And they're building it out rapidly, aren't they? And they've got a track record of supporting their software and keep building and keep moving forward, haven't they? So I think when they brought it out in the market, and I think it was just in the last... How long has it been on the market, actually?
3-4 months.
Yeah, the months just fly, don't they? And I think you've been working with it a little bit. So what's your thoughts about Fluent Cart?
Well, you kind of nailed a couple of things there. I did the orientation video for Lifter LMS on Fluent Cart. And so I had a complete, fully populated demo website with a bunch of content in it and on Lifter LMS's hosting. And so we did this sample site. And I was really impressed. I mean, like the back end of that site was flying right along. Pages load quickly. We don't lose any page speed. Adding that cart was intuitive. And then right after that, they added the feature to be able to bundle different items in your cart together. So you can combine items and create unique products through a combination of products, which is really fun. So yeah, it's a powerhouse. It's really fun.
Yeah, so the one, like I've said, when it comes to Buddy Boss with Learn Dash, I'll still go with Shawcart, Shaw members with Shawcart. Anything else, if you're looking at the easiest route is what Lifter LMS offers with their own subscription. But if you need anything above that, you've now got Fluent Cart. Which we provide in our middle to higher plans. We offer Fluent Cart with Fluent CRM, with an amazing list of software and services. The best in the industry, don't we? And I just don't see the need, you know, if Fluent doesn't really tick the box, you just add Fluent Cart to it, and The only area is if you're in countries, because they haven't got the extinct, they're building it out. But I doubt if they will ever have the extensive list of gateway providers that WooCommerce will have. But it will in the, they're building it out rapidly, the a number of gateway supporters that gateway providers that they do support. But it's just built, and it's nothing against WooCommerce. WooCommerce is built on legacy code. It's got a very large team from Automattic working on it, where Fluent, they could start fresh with React, JavaScript React code. And it's just been built with more modern technology, and it's just super fast, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like I said, it flew. I was impressed with the page speed. I was impressed with simple things like just, you know, picking, adding images and then picking the featured image. It's just very intuitive, very easy to use.
And if you're wanting a modern membership shopping cart page, a subscription page, that's probably me. I think I'm off there. I think that's you, actually.
All kinds of dinging happening.
Yeah, that's your email, actually. You need to switch off your email. Okay. That's the noise you get. You can switch the noise off, actually. I don't. I just switch it off. Yeah, it's kind of put the cat in the pigeons in a way, hasn't it?
Put the cat and the pigeons away? Help me.
Right. So let's just finish off. What are some of the key things that you think people need to know to finish off the show, actually, Kurt?
Well, we're back to the beginning, and that is you've really got to sit down. And I do better with like a legal pad or, you know, one of those tablets I can write on and really kind of draw up. What are you actually thinking of? What do you actually need? Think of your avatar, your niche, the people you're going to sell to, and think, well, what do they want? What do they need? And then really figure out what your needs are and then take a look at the products that are available. My advice, and I see a lot of people, especially offshore providers, they'll talk about, oh, we can build for you. We can build for you. I'm a really big fan of what do we have that works really well out of the box that requires the least amount of customization so we can get to our minimal viable product, launch, and get some revenue going. Once the revenue starts to come in, I'm totally cool with customizing and modifying things and playing in our playground, but I like to get people launched and getting to revenue as quickly as possible.
Yeah, the way I kind of explain it to people, if you're thinking you're going to build a real e-learning, this is one course that's probably going to be of many. You really want to build real success in the membership e-learning space. I think you should look at investing in a learning management system plugin. Now, if you're thinking of you're just going to do one course, but things even there have got more complicated because you've got new players like Creator LMS and some others out there. So it's become even more complicated in a way. But the way I used to explain it, if you just think you're just going to have one course or it's just going to be a course to promote another product or service, or you're probably better off looking at a membership, or you're combining it with digital products and physical products, and you didn't want to use WooCommerce, but that's become more complicated because you've got a thing like Fluent Cart now, and you've got something like Shortcart. But that's how I used to explain it. And then you would add that special one that I've repeated now. I'm going to repeat now for the third time, which is LearnDash, because like you said, LearnDash hasn't got really a very effective membership built in. And that's where MemberPress got a lot of its traction. But I think LearnDash with sure members and if you can combine it with Buddy Boss, it's Buddy Boss, Learn Dash, and then Shore Members with Shore Cart. That's the easiest way to do this, folks. You can go the WooCommerce, and you probably can go the Fluent Cart. And that's it, really, folks. So hopefully we haven't, if we have caused any confusion, all you have to do is go to the WP Tonic website. In the top right navigation, you can book a free consultation with us, either me or Kurt, for a quick chat. That's always available. And you can also think at subscribing to the WP Tonic YouTube channel, where all these shows, plus bonus content and a load of other videos. I shared a screenshot with Kirk. I'm not up to Adam Presler yet, but I've sent a note that I've got now over 250,000 views on my channel. So I think I'm doing reasonably well. It's building. I see that's an achievement in a niche space. So, Kurt, what's the best way for people to find out more about you and what you're up to?
LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn quite often, so we can connect there. And then the name of the business is Mañana No Más.
And I can say, if you're looking for a great specialist host for your membership community learning management system, have a look at WP Tonic. We provide some of the best hosting in performance, plus a amazing package of the best software and also support and consultation. You can't go wrong with us. We will be back next week with another insightful topic to help you get the success that you're looking for yourself and for your family in 2026. We'll be back next week, folks. See you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.